I remember the cameras coming into the classroom, and Michael Apted at that time was a researcher. Paul Armand was the director, and he was looking for a cross-section of children to sort of represent the East End. And he already had the three wise men who they become, sort of John, Charles and Andrew, from the pre-prep school. And they were looking for a parody at the other end of the social scale. The teacher suggested four kids from my classroom, two boys, two girls, which they duly picked. I was one of them. And they took us to the zoo, and the rest is history type of thing.
It's really moving watching that now, because one of the things you realise is that even kids of seven now would be so used to the idea of being filmed that everyone's completely media literate. But that wasn't the case with you guys at all. Well, it was completely new.
Well, it's groundbreaking, as you appreciate. We've got iPhones now where everyone can just sort of go into any sort of area now and take a photo and make a little film of it. But in that particular time, you know, it was an exciting time for me. Cameras, what were they type of thing, especially in the environment where I grew up, you know, rough and ready areas, that type of thing, was never heard of.
Yeah. I mean, another thing about reality formats is that we're all so used to it, we've become a bit practiced at it. But one of the great things about 7-Up and its and the subsequent instalments is that it does tell you the truth about people, because you really follow their lives. And there's a very moving one with you. You express this heartfelt desire to become a jockey and you achieve it, but actually not for long.
No, it was an ambition of mine. I had an affinity. As soon as I used to work in a fruit shop at seven, there used to be the shy horses next door delivering the beer to the pub where my mum used to frequent. And it was like, in them days, it was like the piano and the sing-along sort of song in the pub type of thing in that particular time. But the shy horses used to deliver the beer into the cellar.
Yeah.
And these mammoth shy horses, where I used to work in the fruit shop, I used to get the cooking apples and sort of tenderly sort of feed them. And I knew then straight away that I loved the, you know, the affinity with the horse. And from there, I went to Dagenham to ride on a little pony on a weekend. Then from there, I just loved horses. And from there, I had ambitions to become a jockey, and I knew my die was cast.
And you did have you succeeded in doing that, but like most people who do that, of course, only a very few go on to have careers at it. And you had quite a short career.
Yes.
And how devastating was it, Tony, when you realised that wasn't going to be your life?
I still now get emotional about my short-lived career as a jockey. The smell of the horse, everything about the stables, the environment, the Epsom Downs. You must appreciate, I was a kid from a council house, council estate,
yeah.
And it was from there, rough child, rough and ready, sort of, street urchin type of kid, to be sort of whisked away to Epsom, regimental, sort of yes or no, sir, three bags. It was a quite change for me socially. But it was the greatest days of my life. And when I never achieved my ambition, despite having a brief career, like, you know, Lester Piggott was my idol, and
yeah,
to actually have my mum and dad and family there was the proudest day of my life.
Yeah.
And I still now, excuse me, get emotional.